Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. Again, it is the Monday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, and so you can bring up anything. And join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got the bulletin board system there with hundreds of people interacting and thousands of posts for you to surf around through, so be sure you go and check that out. It's absolutely free at freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, check out their website, freestateproject.org, or give them a call, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or again, check out their website, freestateproject.org.
Just, I guess, so everybody out there listening knows what's going on, we've got kind of a...
Michael Jackson?
Uh-huh.
What? I thought you said everybody knows what's going on. I thought we were going to talk about Michael Jackson.
What about Michael Jackson?
He's innocent.
You don't have any idea, do you? This is a news commentator for you.
I mean, this is how freaking out of touch he is.
I shouldn't have said anything. He wouldn't have known the verdict.
What about it? So what?
I'm just...
Yeah. Again, what about it?
It was a joke,
like,
man.
I don't care. It's pop culture. I wouldn't be caught dead watching Michael Jackson.
All right. Well, since you bring it up, how do you feel, man?
How am I supposed to feel? I really don't have a feeling.
Well, you brought it up. You must have something to say.
I brought it up because I thought that it fit well into that moment. It was a joke.
It's big news.
I can see it. Yeah, I can see you took the joke real well. So why don't you tell the good folks what
it
was?
It's more than just pop culture news, though, because really, I mean, this was the case of a celebrity... assumed kid toucher, you know?
Sure, it definitely had a political, I mean, not necessarily a political issue, but it was certainly more than pop culture.
A political bend, if you will.
It was an important case, I guess.
A tinge.
I never paid any attention to it. I knew he was arrested.
Uh-huh.
I knew that they were throwing these charges at him, and I knew there was a trial going on.
Yeah.
And I knew that there were people holding signs outside the trial.
I was mildly interested in it. Like, you know, it was difficult for me to... avoid it completely, and I was like, I was always stuck, you know, like, if he wasn't a weirdo molester dude, he was in fact a weirdo, no matter what.
Well, yeah, he was a weirdo, there's no question about that.
But, like, I really couldn't make up my mind, you know, I couldn't decide whether the media was painting him.
Come on, man, Corey Haim and Macaulay Culkin said he was not a molester.
Well, I would think that it seemed like everybody who had something bad to say had something to gain. You know, and I mean, when you have that much money...
Oh, that's not necessarily true. I mean, everyone and their dog was calling him a kid toucher.
Yeah.
I mean, and people who don't know him. But that's just the thing, is that people don't know him. They just were looking for an excuse. I mean, he's a weird dude, and weird dudes get lynched. I mean, that's just what happens. I mean, you know, you're slightly abnormal? Well, then we'll assume the worst.
But they did find him not guilty, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, I've never thought he was guilty from pretty much day one. So, I mean,
I don't have a real opinion.
I think he's a weird guy. I think maybe he did, in fact, you know, sleep with, and by sleep with, I don't mean anything sexual. I do think, you know, believe that he was sleeping in the beds with those kids.
You know,
and that's, you know, that's weird in and of itself.
I can tell you there's plenty of girls that I've slept in the same bed with that I didn't have sex with. Now, I would say that it's unfortunate for me, but it's true.
That's bad news,
several
dude.
Comments
it's
on
just
that.
The way it is.
Right.
Now, I would hate to think that Michael Jackson was sleeping in a bed with a little boy, or with a young man, with the same thoughts that I was about these girls.
Yeah, I was going to say, how old were you at the time? Because I had a girl who I was friends with when I was a real young kid, you know, like from 5 to like 9, maybe.
No, I'm talking about this is an adult life from like 16 to...
Yeah, I only
30.
Had that situation happen a couple times during college, and yeah, it was unfortunate.
31 even, later than that, maybe.
You know, these parents, they had to have known something weird was going on,
right? In her particular case, I think she was trolling for money. You know, I think that she put her son out there as bait, whether he got
touched
or not.
You mean the main accuser in this case?
Correct. I think that his mom put her... You know, it's not like you don't know that Michael Jackson's weird, you know? And certainly the possibility, even if you believe in him implicitly, the possibility exists that he is, in fact, touching these little boys.
Sure. That's ignorant.
Whatever it is, you know? Like, he's sleeping in bed with these boys and, you know, having little campouts and sleepovers and weird things like this. So if you send your son over there to stay the night, well,
he has a beautiful dream.
whatever happens, I gotta feel it's like dangling a stake in front of a wild tiger.
Yeah,
that's ignorant.
I feel like it's different a little bit from the pervert that drives the van around the neighborhood and picks kids up off the streets. I mean, then in that case, the mom is not complicit in the entire situation. Right. The parents are not involved. You know, you are then preying upon that child. But is it as preyful, if you will? Is it preying as much if the parents have given permission for the kid to be there?
It is just as much praying. Mm-hmm. It's just that, you know, I feel that you take responsibility for your actions in this world, and...
Wait.
And if you own your kids...
You're making a suggestion, though, that there wasn't anything sexual that happened.
I don't know if there wasn't.
Well, he was acquitted, you know, according to the court of law.
We're suggesting it's possible.
Right. I mean, I'm not even going to go that far. I'm sorry, 12 jurors said that he's innocent, and he's gone to this trial for this. How many
jurors
times
said O.J. was innocent?
Yeah, but how many...
What does that mean?
Well, okay, yeah, but how many times has he gone to trial for this type of thing? I mean, come on. There is not a shadow of... Like, seriously, beyond a shadow of a doubt, Michael Jackson is innocent, my mind. He's been... You know, for him to have gone through... First of all, the public generally leaning towards him being guilty. Those jurors could have easily convicted him.
Absolutely.
And, you know, even if he were innocent.
I'm sure there was a lot of circumstance, and again, I wasn't even paying attention to the case. But
so the fact that he got off, I don't think had very much to do with his celebrity or his money at this point. I don't.
He got off, and then he got off.
I disagree with that completely.
Okay. Well,
I think that a dude in those circumstances, would have been up S Creek without a paddle.
Absolutely. Average dude wouldn't have been.
He would have been in San Quentin by now.
Right. The average dude wouldn't have been in those circumstances because the average dude doesn't have Neverland and he's not, you know, multi-millionaire.
What I'm saying is the average dude that generally hangs out with young guys and figures out ways to hang out with young guys and has sleepovers
like
with young
priests?
Guys. I think that. One can certainly say that there's some problems in the Catholic area, dude. But I'm just talking about, imagine a dude that wants to hang out with young guys and has sleepovers with young guys and, I don't know, like just all this bizarre stuff.
I suppose it
clearly
could
molds his life in having young guys hang out with him. And let's not forget, carries around a chimpanzee. A guy like that... A parent accuses of sexually molesting, and that there is just a little bit of evidence against. He is gone. I mean, that's it. They're going to reopen Alcatraz in order to put him away.
Well, there you go. So Michael Jackson found. Was it today that they did that?
Not too long ago.
This morning,
a couple hours. No.
You know, a thought that's been rattling around in my head for quite some time is that Michael Jackson's financial situation has gone to complete trash.
Boobar.
Okay. Well, no. No, not at all.
How's that?
Because one thing that he has that is incredibly, enormously, ridiculously valuable.
Yes.
Okay?
They still have the Beatles?
Okay. Now.
I thought he sold it, but I guess not.
Now, how would you think, how would you guys immediately toss out the how he would make money from those?
Commercials.
Just a question. Commercials? Okay.
Commercials.
Okay.
Oh, wait, from owning the Beatles?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, I don't know. Put it up to auction?
No. Well, okay, that would be huge, but no, that would be a horribly stupid idea.
All right.
Seems like a good idea, yeah.
Do you guys know what the top chart song is in the UK right now?
No idea.
Okay. The Axel Foley, you know the Axel Foley song from Beverly Hills Cop?
Yes. No, I got it wrong, but yeah.
Right. That is currently a ringtone, and that ringtone is currently the top song in the UK on all the regular music charts. And if the Beatles music was released as ringtones...
Oh, I see what you're saying. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. If you got comments on Michael Jackson, or if you want to bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
This is the Monday night edition, and we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. So whatever's on your mind goes, just bring it up, 800-259-9231. You can email us as well. We do have some emails, and I'm hoping that we might be able to catch up on some of them tonight, because we've got some good ones at ftl@freetalklive.com. But the show is about your call, so that's what comes first. We're going to get to them here in a moment, but first, we need to tell you to go to freetalklive.com and grab up some archives. We've got the last 6 days of the show fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. As you scroll down through those archives, you'll find a couple of voting links, including podtower.com, And all of that is on the house. There's no membership fee. There's no credit card transactions, none of that. You just go to freetalklive.com, and you can download the archives. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manley.
Hey, guys. How you
Don
doing?
Don and his cat. Hello, Don.
I'm really enjoying the show tonight, even though I don't care about Michael Jackson at all.
I don't really care either. Funny. We don't either.
That's cool. We have something in common. Hey, you guys, I wanted to bring up, you've heard of a fellow by the name of Sensenbrenner, right?
Yes.
Got that really awful snitch law he's trying to get pushed?
Yep, we talked about that last week, actually.
You know, I know I'm going off topic here, but my wife and I, we were talking about this earlier, and she brings up a really good point. You know, think about this. If I'm going to be a criminal for some my neighbor's drug habits, and that person's going to be getting arrested, you know what? I'm very likely going to help him cover up his crimes. Doesn't it seem like that law is kind of the anti-war on drugs type of law? Won't it actually encourage...
Yeah, explain why, I guess...
Okay, if you got arrested for drug possession, you're my neighbor, and they have this suspicion that I didn't snitch on you, so therefore now I'm a criminal.
Right.
I'm going to do what I can to keep you covered up.
I see what you're saying, but if I got arrested, if I was your neighbor, Don, and they caught me for smoking marijuana, and then they asked me how many people knew that I was smoking marijuana, and I gave up your name, you might get arrested anyway, regardless of what you did to cover it up.
Well, I mean, that's just kind of an awful law, but it just seems like it's not going to be conducive. It's not going to reach the goals of stopping the drug trade. It's gonna support the drug trade. It's going to support the criminal activity.
But it's certainly not going to. I don't really believe it's going to do anything to put a dampener on it. Whether or not it will
help dampen our civil liberties. But
whether or not it will encourage the drug trade, I'm not sure about that. But I think that you know it is going to be used to turn family member against family member and friend against friend, just in the same way that our current laws gets busted.
I don't know. I kind of agree with Don on this because you know I do feel that you know and he also brings up the important point that you know government laws and government programs do often tend to have the opposite effect of what they're supposed to do.
War on drugs, we got more drugs. War on poverty, we got more poverty. War on terrorism, guess what?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can absolutely see that this could, not at first. I think at first the law will have the desired effect, but as time goes on, it will have the reverse effect because more people are going to get used to it, and it will be a culture will develop of, you know, people
covering for their neighbors.
I hate to use an example, but
is stronger.
I think that there's some ethnic groups, for instance, that don't find the police very welcome in their neighborhoods. Like
I don't blame them.
And they might.
I don't.
They might.
I'm white.
Right. Well, I'm just telling you that all the white people will come down like that.
Right.
Like it will turn the world, America, against its police.
Hmm.
Yeah, big time. And I gotta go ahead and go, but I love your
Thanks.
Show. And I just wanted to say, Bush is a Nazi. Have a good day, guys.
Very good, sir. Thank you, Don. Can't disagree with that. 800-259-9231. That's toll free. 800-259-9231.
National Socialist Party?
Yeah, National Socialist, but they ended up being fascist, whatever.
One thing that Don's also said, though, just as a quick thing, he said he was going off topic. There is no off topic.
That's true.
There is no off topic.
That is true. Hey, speaking of President Bush, somebody emailed about him at ftl@freetalklive.com. President Bush's approval is apparently on the decline.
That's what they're saying.
President George W. Bush's approval mark is 43%. This is as of a few days ago. While Congress's is 31%.
Better fly some more planes and some more buildings.
Yeah.
An Associated Press poll found both are the lowest levels since the survey started in December 2003. The public is showing concern about the direction of the country as the war in Iraq drags on. Only 35% said the country was headed in the right direction. 41% said they supported Bush's handling of the war, which is also a low watermark. While Bush has gotten generally low scores for his handling of domestic issues for many months, Americans have been more supportive of his foreign policy, but not anymore. The poll found 45% support Bush's foreign policy, which is down from 52% in March. Bush's popularity reached its zenith shortly after the September 11th attacks, when various polls found nearly 90% approval. It was close to 80% when Ipsos started tracking in 2002, and just over 50% when the AP Ipsos poll started. Approval for Congress has dipped from the 40s earlier this year to the low 30s now. The poll of 1,001 adults was taken a couple weeks ago, margin of error, blah, blah, blah. Our emailer says, look at those awful approval ratings, 43% for Bush, 31% for Congress. I'm delighted that the American people are finally waking up to the fact that our government is not doing its job. But I brought this up for another reason as well.
That necessarily indicates that.
I agree with that. I think what it indicates is that they're just not happy with this particular setup, this particular administration. I think that while they may be realizing that this particular brand of government, the Bush administration, is not doing what they would like, I think Americans, for the most part, probably still believe that government can do all these miraculous things that it promises, that government can educate the people and government can protect us.
If only we had a democratic government, if only...
Whatever.
But he goes on to say, as you know, the GOP is currently in control of the presidency, House, and Senate. What happens when the Republican Party messes up? The Democrats take over, and they mess up. Then what happens? The Republicans take over, and they mess up. Neat little trick, isn't it? The two just keep shifting power back and forth between themselves, knowing that if they, even if they make terrible mistakes, they'll eventually be voted back in anyway.
Because they can just blame it on the other half.
Sure. So I think my point here is that we may need to start focusing on the problems of the Democratic Party if we're to prevent the backlash from going in their favor. People are going to vote for them because they're mad at the GOP, and because for some reason they think the Democrats can fix the problems with our government.
As though they did it the last few times that they've been in charge.
And it's just, and he, you know, he's absolutely right. It's this vicious cycle. You get one group in power, they totally blow it, and then the next group gets elected, and whenever things go bad, they blame it on the last administration. Oh, it's not our fault the economy's tanking. That's President Clinton's fault. Or Clinton would say, oh, that's not my fault. It's President Bush's fault.
Right.
And you just, you blame it on your prior administration, you go on just screwing everything up. He goes on to say, so I think my point here is that we may need to start focusing on some of the problems of the Democratic Party. So many Americans are already convinced that the Republicans have gone wrong. We should capitalize on this opportunity to focus more attention on the Dems and why their positions are no better. And really, you know, Republicans get elected by giving out the freedom message. They're good at it.
Oh, yeah.
They're really good at talking the freedom game. But unfortunately, when it comes to the actual achieving the power,
they're no better.
Right.
No better.
They just use the arm of the state in order to enforce their morality on others.
Because I can't see how Rush Limbaugh can sit there. And, you know, he's really the attack dog of the Republican Party. If there's an issue, he'll get out there and pound it. You know, just like President Bush, over and over, the same old thing. I can't see how you can talk about Waco out of one side of your mouth and the other side of your mouth say that Gitmo's okay. I can't see how you can talk about Ruby Ridge is so awful, but you can talk about
Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib is, no big deal, it's college pranks.
I don't understand it either. I don't know how you could wake up and look at yourself in the mirror in the
even
morning.
Even more so, who's that kid, the guy, there was just a ruling on him, the one that's being held
Jose
without...
Jose Padilla,
he's being held without...
How you could justify that, period.
Horrible.
800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, if you've got comments. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. You're going to find the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got a brand new Shriner. Adriana is
yes.
her name. And very nice to look at, Adriana. You can go check her out at freetalklive.com. It is a very good picture. She's brand new there at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners, of course, is dozens of ladies and of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors, political affiliations. They've all sent their photograph in to be affiliated with Free Talk Live because they listen and we're proud that they listen. So we want to show them off on the Shrine at freetalklive.com. We got an email a moment ago kind of talking about how you've got the Republicans that are kind of in control in Washington, D.C. And, of course, they're botching everything up. And he points out that then people tend to get angry at the Republicans, vote in the Democrats, and then they botch everything up. And then they vote in the Republicans again to try and fix the things the Democrats botch. And they botch. And it's just this kind of constant just cycles of failure that we have in the government.
I don't think everybody perceives their particular team as failing that particular time. You know, I think that there's some diehard Republicans out there that really believe that their team's, doing the right thing.
Maybe so.
America doesn't realize it. And, sometimes it's difficult for America to stay the course. But
I agree with you. According to the statistics, 45% still approve of what we're doing.
Oh, sure.
So that's a huge chunk.
Yep.
But I wanted to bring this up from the Advocates for Small Government because I thought it was a great point. It's by Michael Cloud. He says, I'm in favor of... one politician says, I'm in favor of smaller government. It means lower taxes for all of us. It might give us kind of a look inside the mind of some of these mm-hmm. politicians and the people that vote for them. But to make America independent of foreign control, we must achieve energy independence. That's why I will vote to increase support for gasohol. Government is too big, says another. We must cut back on the needless spending and go after waste. But America's defense requires strong basic industry. We can and must have a vibrant steel industry to provide the materials for tanks and ships and airplanes and missiles that we need. We must have sturdy tariffs against foreign imports. A third politician says, we must restore limited government. We've got to end the boondoggles and get rid of the pork. Yet none of us is free if our lives and properties can be wrenched from us by acts of God, by hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or earthquakes. That's why I'm asking for massive funding increases for FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Each of these candidates says he's for small or smaller or limited government.
Sure.
Plus one exception.
Because Americans like to hear that.
Plus one exception. Just one single critical indispensable exception.
Right.
One of those things that government just has to take care of because it's so important. We couldn't leave that to the marketplace. Well, isn't small government plus one exception just a razor's width from small government? No. And here's why. Small government plus one exception adds up to big government. And the reason why is because the individuals who propose small government plus one exception are not all proposing the same exception. They have different exceptions. With one, it might be agriculture. Another, it might be back protectionism for textiles. A third might advance immigration. A fourth, education. A fifth, military funding. Others may advocate expanding welfare or social security, health care, and on and on and on. So try a thought experiment. Imagine electing 435 small government plus one candidates to U.S. Congress. Each proclaims his love of small government, plus his one exception. We look at each representative's one exception, and we then find that we have 200 or 300 or maybe even 435 different exceptions. And each single critical...
That's just the House of Representatives.
Yeah. And each single critical indispensable exception is the highest priority of the representative who campaigned on
mm-hmm.
it. After all, there are people who are lobbying him for it back home.
Right.
The only way one congressman can get a vote for his one exception is to vote for the other congressman's one exception. Simple, I think they call that log rolling, but I'm not sure exactly what the term for it is in the Senate. Simple vote reciprocation. So, to get a majority of votes, a minimum of 218 small government plus one U.S. representatives vote for small government plus 218 exceptions. And we all know what happens when you create a government program. Then it just gets bigger and more oppressive and more expensive than it ever was intended to do. So the one exception turns into a one big exception, and then a bigger exception, and then a boondoggle-ish size exception.
My only thought during this whole thing is, where does Ron Paul fit in all of this?
Yeah. I wonder, does he have an exception? I don't know. But it doesn't stop there. Pretend that over a six-year period, we elected 100 small government plus one exception U.S. senators. They would need a minimum of 51 small government plus one senators to vote for the House bill. And that means up to 51 new exceptions added to the 218 U.S. House exceptions. Assuming the president is agreeable, this means they voted for small government plus 269 exceptions. At minimum. Small government plus 269 exceptions adds up to big government. Even if they sincerely limited themselves to one exception each, they produce big government. Imagine what happens if each person advocates small government plus two or three exceptions. But it's even worse than this. Because you'll discover the politicians who claim to campaign for small or smaller limited government plus one exception almost always put the lion's share of their time and energy promoting and lobbying for their one exception. And almost none of it into making government small. The one exception is always their first priority. Small government takes the back seat. This is true of federal, state, and local politics. The number of office holders varies, but the vote trading continues. Small government plus one exception adds up to big government. There's only one way to get legislators who will make government small. Elect candidates who promise and live the small government pledge. And then he gives what the small government pledge is. It's very simple. I vote small government. Every issue, every time, no exceptions, no excuses.
That's what I want my politician.
Yeah. I want to have any candidate that wants my vote, any candidate that wants an endorsement from Free Talk Live, they have to sign that agreement. Because that's the only thing that's going to keep government small, is principle. And none of these politicians, perhaps with the exception of Ron Paul, none of them in Washington, D.C. have any sort of, not even an iota's worth of principle. They are just willing to sell out your freedoms and your liberties at the drop of a dime.
Yep.
On their desk. In their office.
Unfortunately, that's the way our system's set up, is that these people can just give away our freedoms.
And then the other unfortunate part is those people who are lobbying for that one exception, if they get it, if they get the program that they're lobbying for, the benefit
mm-hmm.
that they're lobbying for, then they perceive like, you know, this government thing, not too bad after
yeah.
all. I mean, look at this. We're getting a paycheck every month from all these other people in America. Man, this is a pretty good deal. We can use government to benefit ourselves.
And we managed to get our one thing across.
Right.
You know, we could do a lot of good for America.
Well, the other thing that does to their mindset is they see this benefit. They can see this benefit coming into them, and they think, well, gosh, this is really worth it. Even though they don't really, they don't take the time to catalog all the different taxes that they're paying, all of the ways that their freedoms are being destroyed and eroded in order for them to get this one benefit. I mean, if you actually looked at the numbers and discovered how much money you pay in taxes every year, and then you looked at the one minuscule little benefit that you get back as a result of it, would you really think it's that great at that point? I can't believe that you would. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Apparently in Indonesia, one politician wanted to, I guess, give his people reason to believe in him. We're going to find out what he did coming up. This is your show.
Set himself on fire, jumped off a building.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got updates for you. If you sign up, we'll send you emails whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll be the first to know about it at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us on the phones or via email, ftl@freetalklive.com. We do have some emails tonight. I do want to get to some more, but first tell me about the Indonesian politician, Johnson.
You mean Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono?
Yeah, him.
Well, he thought he could get closer to his people by giving out his mobile phone number and inviting complaints. But he seriously miscalculated the scale of the nation's discontent.
I wonder if it actually ever stopped ringing.
Yeah, right?
I mean, you give...
I'm sorry, this voicemail box is full.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, what he said was, if you think we don't care, never come to you, and your problems are left unsettled, my cellular phone is active 24 hours a day. But as soon as Mr. Yudhoyono gave out his phone number,
And then they give it in the article.
I'm sure it's canceled.
62-8. No, it's not. 62-8-11.
Okay, doesn't matter what the number is.
Yeah. For those outside Indonesia, yes song, they gave it out. What? within minutes, the presidential mobile phone was inundated.
Oh, he's not just a politician. He's the president.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Mm.
Yeah. Within minutes, his mobile phone was inundated with calls and text messages. And by yesterday morning, the flood of complaints had become so great that the service was overwhelmed.
Wow.
They say now...
It just kind of gave up and died.
We are now looking at a system which can accommodate more messages, said a presidential spokesman. If we change the number, of course, we'll announce it. Callers to one radio chat show welcomed to the president's initiative, but suggested that it might be easier if he had an email address as well.
What do you think about, you know, George Bush giving out his cell number?
I think it's a great... You know what? The gesture here...
Gesture was good.
...is very good.
Yeah.
We don't have politicians like that here in this country.
But, I mean, how naive are you to think that there aren't going to be any complaints? It's like you're in the government.
Well, you know, maybe it was an eye-opener for him. Maybe he was living in some sort of fantasy land
politicians, I think, do.
Yeah, where...
I think most politicians are in that deep of a fantasy land.
Well, they believe they're doing something right all the time and that everybody just loves them and appreciates them when, as a matter of fact,
even if that was the
everyone
case,
hates them.
That they were doing the right thing all the time and people did love them and appreciate them, their phone would still ring off the hook because people would want things.
Right.
It's like, you know, having the politician's telephone number to a lot of people is like having the Tooth Fairy's telephone number or the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. But, well... I need this. We need this road paved here in front of my house, and I'd like to have my child brought to school with a helicopter instead of school bus. And I mean, people just want all kinds of stupid stuff.
I would rather.
They think that the government can give it to them, but it's not the government's to give. It's the people's, because the government is made of the people. Even if it's some despotic government like Malaysia. Where was it?
Indonesia.
Nearby. You know, I'm sure that that's not the bastion of freedom, quite honestly. But those people still make up that government because they can say, no, I'm not doing this crap
anymore.
That's true.
At any old point, the people can stand up and say they've had enough.
Yep, we've had it with you guys. Cell phones and all, you're out of here.
And they've done it in other countries.
They did it in the Soviet Union.
We did it here.
Yeah.
Many, many years ago, and it's way
overdue. We did it right here. In Soviet Union, they just kind of acted like they were going to do it and scare the politicians a bit. You know, not enough.
By the way, I got to call you out on two things here. Just your comment there reminded me of the fact that I needed to call you out. And so, I don't want to forget this. First thing I want to call you out on is saying the comment that you said, I'm sure Indonesia is not the bastion of freedom. You just, to me, strike me as when you were saying that comment as a person who really has no idea.
I don't really know whether Indonesia is a bastion of freedom or not.
I feel like
but
you're
going
to make a statement like that you should probably use that box in front of you as a typewriter, a little
keyboard
on it.
You can't go quickly enough.
You could always go to freetheworld.com and go and look on their list of most economically free.
Or even just Wikipedia.
But I'm pretty sure they're not in the top 10.
I know that they're not in the top 10 of most economically free nations, because I happen to know what those are. And, it just doesn't have that sound of a nation that would be. Sorry, I've kind of heard about the freest of nations.
Right. But on another note, just because I was reminded that I needed to call you out, a couple weeks ago...
What is Wikipedia?
Wikipedia is an amazing website. It is a user-editable...
They're eating it?
Editable.
Oh.
It is a user-editable encyclopedia. In other words, you can change and add to entries. It is kind of...
Which means you don't know how accurate the information is.
The information is approved and then voted upon, and there's a process to it, but the information is... I mean, everything that I've seen so far on there, it's an incredible resource. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Incredible.
It's very interesting.
All
right, do some calling out now, because I want to hear it.
So, yes. Okay, as far as calling out, a couple weeks ago, you had a caller to your show by the name of Mike D.
Mike D.
Mike D. from Red Bar Radio. And I just wanted to say, he asked you specifically if you were the guy who listened to his radio show.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah.
And you said yes, and then you kind of had this sheepish look on your face.
I went...
Because you realized what you'd done.
I just kind of went to Ian. Well, the guy asked if somebody listens to his show, and I had... it was either you or me, and he said, hey, Manwich. I mean, he called my name out, you know, and I wasn't going to tell the guy, no, I've never even heard of your show. I mean, that's a terrible thing to do. So, sure.
Well, so you'd lied to him instead.
Yeah, exactly. And well, I want to take credit and you know, and just give Red Bar another...
Was Johnson, and I had clarified, I told him the name, but he didn't remember the name of the person who listened to him. Anyway, more Free Talk Live on the way. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and as always, anything goes. Would it be a political issue or even a personal problem? In fact, we'll even touch on pop culture if you want to. Man, which you couldn't stay away from that Michael Jackson case, so we actually talked about that a little bit. Hey, all right, so you call in about anything, we'll talk to you. And we've got some emails to catch up on here, ftl@freetalklive.com. Quick one from Alex. What do you guys think about verbal agreements and contracts, whether in the form of a handshake or gentleman's agreement, etc.? Should these be held up in court? For example, if I go to a city corner and temporarily hire someone for a job that would, say, last a couple of days, and I paid them half up front for materials or whatever, if we didn't write and sign a contract but verbally agreed and shook on the deal, would there be any reason for him to follow up on his side besides because he'd be an honest person? Is there anything to a verbal contract?
Absolutely, if you have a tape recorder.
Well, there is something to a verbal contract, but the problem is that
subject to interpretation?
It's for one, it's subject to interpretation. Two, you have to get the other party to agree that there was, in fact, a verbal contract at all.
Right.
I mean, you should have some paperwork to back that up. So if you paid him half in up front, did you pay it to him in cash? Or did you get a receipt? Do you have a check? I mean, verbal agreements are contracts. They are contracts that are just as binding as a written contract. The problem is
proving that it exists.
Yeah, the problem is proving it exists, getting the terms laid out, and then having the other on both sides. I do not recommend them.
No way.
They're terrible.
They cannot possibly be near as good as a written contract.
Well, they're a road to unhappiness.
Right, like you're saying, with the whole terms thing. I mean, if you've got a contract, there's usually a few different things listed in there. If you've got verbal contracts, and you have to rely on the memory of the individuals who are involved. Well, man, which I remember you saying that I could give you 10% of all ad sales here on Free Talk Live. As I recall, it was 10%. You're telling me, no, it was 75%.
Right. And that's exactly how it would go. Well, the thing is that each person's going to use their good sense. They'll probably both remember the part about 10 and the part about 75, but they interpret them differently and apply them to different circumstances.
Yeah.
And you're only going to be dissatisfied when it comes to verbal contracts.
And I got to say, as far as hiring people for jobs, you really want to get it down on paper. I mean, especially, maybe it's different in different states, but here in Florida, you cannot get people to do work for you. I mean, it is just, as far as, I'm thinking contractor kind of work, I'm thinking like around the house, handyman stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It is a nightmare trying to find people that actually want to come and work here in the state, at least in this area of Florida.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, I heard it before I was going into home ownership, and then I confirmed it. It's absolutely the case. In fact, we've got some people...
That doesn't make any sense, because I know people in that particular industry who are looking for work crazy.
That's what they claim. They claim they're looking for work, but actually getting them to show up to the job site on time when contracted is a whole other issue. Even when there's a written contract involved, there's still delays. There are still excuses. It's amazing.
Weird. Certainly the industry is rife with lackadaisical attitudes.
And it's also licensed and protected. I mean, the contractor industry here in the state of Florida, everybody's got to have their license number, and as though it makes service better. It doesn't. It just protects the bad ones from going out of business. More Free Talk Live on the way. Hour number two is coming up. And as always, you can bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff for you there. Live streaming, bulletin board system, archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can vote for us even. It's all there, and it's all free at freetalklive.com. Stick around for hour number two. It's on the way. Are you